Western Pizza Guest Hotline, take two, with Jared. Sorry about that. Hey, it's our cell service, right? Maybe it is the weather out there. Yeah, you kind of broke up there. Like, are things progressing as per usual for you in the front office?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty normal offseason as far as, you know, what to expect. I think the last number of years, 2 or 3 years, it's been a little bit slower with free agency, with negotiations taking a little longer than they have in the past. But, you know, nothing out of the ordinary.
Hey, J.O., with an extended list, it's kind of become the norm around the league now with the short-term contracts. But without giving away anything, you know, any insights or anything like that, how does you and your staff sort of prepare or work through that list? Does it start with priority guys? Does it work off a financial kind of basis? Does it work off positional? Does it potentially even look off of what could be out there come February as well? Or is it a little bit of a combination of both? Just curious how you guys kind of work your way through.
Yeah, it's all of the above, to be honest with you. There's a lot of factors that go into, you know, when you offer, who you offer, and how much you offer. So you're kind of going through that. You're also keeping an eye on the list of free agents that could possibly be out there. So it's a little bit of a juggling act. There's some guys that you definitely want to get back, and you'll start to offer those guys and get those offers out and start working through negotiation. And then there's some other guys that you just have to be patient. They have to understand it's a process. But you definitely go through, and you know, you have all your evaluations from the end of the year, and you know, you start there from the coach's evaluations, and you start putting out offers, and some will get back to you quick, and you know, they're excited to get back, and there's other ones that take a little bit longer. It just all depends on, you know, where that player is at. If he's someone that makes a higher salary already, and it's just a matter of you bringing them back, then they can go a little bit quicker. But if it's someone that, you know, wants a raise, which is usually the case with everyone, sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, and a great sign getting Trevor Dunn here right quick after the season. And was the timing important for you guys to kind of get the big fish, if you will, landed, and then be able to move on to those other guys, both from a team perspective, a financial perspective, all those things, kind of getting that big domino out of the way?
Yeah, it was important to get Trevor Dunn, just because obviously the quarterbacks, they make a lot of money, and you also want to know when you're talking to your free agents, of they want to know, you know, who's going to be our quarterback, and so you know, we had conversations shortly after the season, and then we went and evaluated the roster, talked to the coaches, and you know, in the personnel department, and ultimately came to the decision that we wanted Trevor back, and he felt the same way, so we wanted to try to do it as soon as we could, so that so everyone was kind of settled, and then you kind of start working from there.
Hey, J.O., we had Trevor on yesterday on the show, and he talked about, you know, the relationships, and that's what's really important with them, and the guys in the locker room, and the debates they have, and just some of the fun stuff. How comforting is that for you to hear that, hey, these guys have relationships? Like, if one domino falls, there's a good chance another one will, maybe as well, just because of those relationships.
Well, they're important. Guys want to play with guys that they like, you know, and they're close with, and they feel like they can win with. So those relationships are super important. You know, the cohesion of our offense going into this season, just feel like we're going to be in a better point than we were last year. You remember, we were hiring a whole other coach and staff with the new offensive coordinator. So it gives us another year with those guys. All have already know the playbook. They'll come into camp with being very familiar with everything that we're doing. And ultimately, you want a group of guys that have played together for a while, and you know, that hopefully will reap benefits. And but ultimately, you know, it's Trevor's leadership that not only on the field, but it's off the field, in the locker room, in the meeting rooms. And so it's ultimately important. But we had a very close group in the locker room, and, you know, obviously want to try to keep as many as we can together. There's always change. Every team's going to be different. No 2 years are alike. But obviously, it, Trevor was a big piece.
With that change, you know, when you're successful and you have good people, you always lose them. A guy like J.C. Sherritt, right, which a lot of people said, you know, with the new brand and what they're happening in Edmonton, that there was a good chance he was going to end up there. It's just one of those things where, you know, the old adage when it comes to pro sports, you can't fault the guy for moving on and moving up.
Yeah, no, there's, you know, ultimately, it's just a matter of just like players, where they're at in their career and what they want to do. Obviously, JC wanted to be a defensive coordinator and, you know, felt like there was a great opportunity for him to go there and become their coordinator. So, ultimately, he had to do what was best for his family, a great coach. We kind of felt like, you know, he would be a coordinator someday. I didn't know it would happen so fast. We were hoping that we'd have him for a couple of years. But ultimately, that's what happens, and it's kind of our job to replace a good coach with another good coach. But great, great coach, great person. Happy that he's got an opportunity to kind of do his own thing over there with their defense. And, it's an opportunity that he couldn't pass on.
J.O., you mentioned it where you were at 12 months ago with hiring a completely new staff, and that you must be feeling pretty good about your position overall, though, with where your staff's at. Obviously, no official announcements have been made to this point, but the position you're in now versus where you were 12 months ago, you must be pretty happy with.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was actually just thinking about that the other day, that it's nice to just kind of focus in on the roster. You know, got through the most of the coaching stuff, and obviously, there's still a little bit of juggling that's happened with coaching staff, but we feel like we're in a really good position. We feel like the majority of our staff will be back and working through that now, but feel real good about that. It's another important step before you start, you know, trying to re-sign your guys, making sure that they know who's going to be their positional coach, their coordinators, and all that has to be in place, because it's questions that come up. But feel real good about it. It is nice to have the staff in place and not have to worry about hiring too many guys at this time of the year.
This year in this offseason, is there, you know, for me, when I look at it, I feel like there's like a surplus league-wide of maybe quarterbacks that are unsigned. Is there anything league-wise where it's maybe an anomaly this year, different than other years at a certain position?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that every year there's, you know, since, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, there's been a large number of players that have hit free agency. This year's no exception. You know, you look at most teams, they're at, you know, right around 30 free agents. So if you put that all together, you're looking at 200 free agents across the league, and it's pretty spaced out. You know, we break it down by position. So we have every position broken into free agency, and that's when you're kind of going through, you're looking at your guys that you have on your roster, trying to decide whether you want to bring them back or whether you would look at making a change in free agency. So I don't think there's any that are, you know, kind of greater or smaller than they have in the past. It's a pretty consistent list of players. The numbers are usually close every year for how many guys in each position are going to be free agents. And again, we got such a long way to go. It's a couple months before free agency, so a lot changes in that time. You can see that kind of across the league, it's a little bit slow moving, but it's kind of been like that for the last 2 years.
And it takes two to tango, right, J.O.? Mm-hmm. So you can have your best laid plans, and there's another guy sitting across the table that has to agree to it as well.
It does. You know, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes with agents, both ways. You know, the agents are trying to trying to see if there's a situation that's better for the player or whether he feels it's a good situation. And then there's ultimately, the biggest thing is just the financial discussions, right? So, like I said, there's not many guys that come up and say, hey, I'll take a pay cut. It's quite the opposite. So you have to understand all that and factor all that in, but you know, it's a normal off season. It's just a lot of positioning, and you know, agents are also, you know, some of them aren't overly keen. They want to also see kind of the lay of the land for their clients and ultimately do the best job they can for them. But they want to kind of know what the market looks like for them as well. So there's a lot of that happens before you get into free agency.
I look behind the curtain in your life, obviously you're under a microscope all the time in Sask. Like, do you get a chance over the holidays or in the winter here to enjoy some time with the family at all, or is it always work?
I always have time to enjoy with the family. It's just, there's just not a lot of it. When the season ends, it's really our busy season in football operations. So we're kind of grinding it out, to be honest. This is the time of the year where we start signing our negotiation list players and players that haven't even been Rough Riders yet, right? So you're trying to work those, your negotiation list and trying to get those guys off so that you can put new guys on. So, this is kind of the busy part for us, but as far as me personally, I always take some time around Christmas. I'm sure my family probably wants it to be a little bit longer, but we enjoy the couple days before Christmas and get some good family time when we can.
And do I sprinkle on your Buffalo Bills at 6-1 to get to the Super Bowl and get it done this year?
Yeah, no, I've been a Bills fan for so long that I don't really get excited until they're right at the end.
Too many scars, AJ.
I don't like to uncover the scars until they're well into it. But certainly root for them. They played really well 2 weeks ago in the snow, and then last week, man, their offense was just rolling, but their defense was the opposite, right? So they've got a great quarterback. So anytime you got a great quarterback, you got a chance to win. So I guess I'm always excited for them, holding out hope that before too long we'll get a Super Bowl.
I like the odds. This is too, just Kansas City. I can't see it, but thanks for taking some time. Travel safe. All the best in the holidays and the family time. And appreciate you hopping on.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on, and you guys have a great Christmas. RP, give your family the best.
Will do. Thanks, J.O. Right you on. Too.
Jeremy O'Day joining us on the Western Pizza guest hotline. If you are looking for anything for your staff, as far as catering-wise, Western Pizza is your go-to. It is the all-new Sports Cage on the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 620 CKRM.